Hello, this is Dr. Eugenia Gold, registered industry report on Amber Elms, date of birth 8/26/1997, date of procedure July 23rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Eugenia Goltradio, referring physician Dr. Vivian Bartlett. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. Procedure, indication is abdominal pain, comma, bright red blood production. Description of procedure, informed consent of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing position, and then all extent to patient. Patient is brought to anesthesia, placed in a flutter position, sedated, trained anesthesia service, monitored anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam is performed, a well-lubricated lumps video colonoscope is introduced into rectum, advanced under revision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. In confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination was made of the appendiceal, careful examination is made of the cecum, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segment colon, the rectum, or retroflexure is obtained at the rectum, period. Bowel preparation. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient side of the procedure will have any complications. Findings. Boston bowel prep score of 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line. In the cecum and proximal ascending colon, there was evidence of significant inflammation, a pseudopolyp slash cobblestoned appearance to the mucosa was noted, extensive biopsies were obtained and served for further evaluation histology. Next line. There was evidence of a possible fistula with a pinpoint hole noted. Photo documentation was obtained. Next line. There's an inability to locate the terminal ileum given the significant narrowing and inflammation noted. Next line. There's the diminutive hepatic flexure, cecal polyps, and cold snare polypectomy, approximately 5 millimeters in size. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, zone and retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line. There was evidence of a small anal fissure. Next line. Plan. Follow-up. Biopsy. Pathology. Next line, recommend MRE for further evaluation of the terminal ileum, given that this is likely an appearance of Crohn's disease. Next line, we'll obtain IBD labs on follow-up appointment. And if patient is noted to have Crohn's disease, will start on anti-TNF therapy. Most likely, we'll have further discussion of therapeutic options with the patient. Next line. Delete anti-TNF and write biologic therapy. Next line, recommend fissure cream. We'll send in to specialty pharmacy. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled.